So in this episode, I want to talk a little bit about kind of what I want to do on this podcast. I mainly, since I kind of went through the regular college system, I got my BA in media management, which is in TV kind of stuff. I want to just talk about the different ways there is to make money online or start a business or how to use the technology we have available to us. I'll just kind of share my experience, some of the things I've learned along the way, some of the things I'm learning right now as I go. There's a lot of learning that happens when you kind of run your own business. And I made mistakes that I probably shouldn't have made. And if there's any way I could show you guys like something that you could easily avoid, if I just show you the why, or try to steer you away from it, I definitely think that's useful. Because if I've messed it up, maybe I should tell you not to do that, or. And this is all just my perspective, things I've done, and I'm not gonna say I'm a business expert or anything, because I'm not. I actually went through a bankruptcy before I ever started my business, so that's a whole other story. But yeah, if you ever need to go bankrupt, my friends told me it's part of the American dream, $1,000 per life. That's actually kind of one of the things that pushed me over the edge to do the bankruptcy, because I couldn't even sleep. I actually had panic attacks at night because of that. And yeah, if you need to do a bankruptcy, do it. And it does stay on your record though, but I'm not a financial expert or any of that stuff. So legal mumbo jumbo there. But yeah, in this podcast, I if you need help with suppliers, finding, how to start, where to start, where to get all these permits or things. Sometimes you don't even need them. They're actually just distractions and are just going to slow you down. That's kind of some of the things I want to talk about. I don't drive. I have bad eyesight. It's not super complicated to get this stuff done. There's with all the technology we have now, there's so much possible. The fact that you're just listening to this maybe on a smartphone or a computer, and you probably have internet access, you're already in the game. This is seriously all you need. You could use your phone to do a lot of research, to find, different things to publish. There's so many things out there. So this will just be basically my perspective, being a person that went through the regular college system, bad eyesight, and, my parents aren't rich or anything. We're first generation immigrant family here. My parents lived in Mexico, they came to the US. I was born here, so I have citizenship here, so that's always nice. Unless Trump kicks us out. But yeah. And if there's anything you kind of want to cover, I one of the main things I kind of want to also talk about is going to be using the platforms like Amazon and all these easy platforms to use, just because they have structure and they have customers already. How to start with that type of system, but then eventually you, as fast as possible, move on to building your own email list, your own customer relation, because that's the biggest downside on a platform is the way that they'll try to not let you have the customer relation. And I'm not saying everyone is, you could make yourself blind to marketing, and marketing is very important in business. So if you're clueless about it, but you're like over here making money on this platform, you really don't have a business. because you have no control over who's seen your stuff and how you want them to see it. The platform is dictating all that. So it's very important to be able to, you know, set up a system where things become predictable. So that'll help so much, because then you could project and plan and all that type of stuff. So and you know, you could use marketing on, there's a million ways to market. But yeah, so if there's any topics you guys want to cover, let me know what interests you. You know, the kind of things that I've kind of know about are Amazon, and this is all my experience only. I know I've done selling on Amazon, and I've ran Facebook ads for realtors and some local businesses. I've got them, their email list going, and some internet research on how to find products and suppliers. I've even gone to China to go make contact with suppliers out there and how to work over there. That's a whole other thing. But yeah, another thing to keep in mind is, yeah, selling physical products is very cash intense, because you tie up your money into the inventory, and then sometimes a typical margin on a physical product business, I know this just from a mastermind I was in with an accountant who handled many Amazon accounts of people who sold on Amazon, and he said a margin that was pretty typical was about 10% on the business. And there's other ways where you could make more. So, and not saying there's just always options. But Amazon is one route. And yeah, so there's different things you could do. But Amazon, definitely a great place to start. And it all depends on what you're selling also. So that's another thing to keep in mind. So, let's see. All right, so I think that'll wrap it up for this one. You know, just wanted to mention why I kind of wanted to do this podcast. You know, just basically my stories, my perspective of things that I've gone through and what I'm working on right now. So right now what I'm working with is doing ads for realtors and loan officers so that they could get new clients here in their local areas. This is what I wanted to do this episode about. I wanted to mention, how I got into the Facebook ads. So the way I got into the Facebook ads was, remember how I was saying that these marketplaces, they kind of don't want you to have control over the customer relation? Well, I've been selling on Amazon for a while now, and it was all nice. You know, you send in your stuff, you get, they pay you out, and you know, you make money. But I would see all the orders, and it would tell me the addresses and the emails and the phone numbers. But okay, they were anonymized. They would like scramble the email addresses, and it would make like, you know, it scrambles it, but then if you put it in, it sends it to the actual customer on the other end. But you're only really allowed to use it for service communication. Like, you know, if the customer has an issue or they're asking for something, you're allowed to email them, you know, to tell them, oh yeah, the candies expires, or, you know, oh, we're sorry that you got the wrong item. Okay, let's fix it. It was for customer service purposes. But then I told myself, well, what if I could, like, what if there was a way where I could just get all these email addresses and phone numbers and addresses and tell them, hey, you bought these suckers. Do you want to buy these chips? Do you want to buy this? Because the niche I'm in is the Mexican candy. And a lot of the people that I was selling to were, Mexican-American families. Usually it seemed to be mothers, younger mothers, because in Amazon you're able to see customer notes. Like, say if your grandma or your sister or someone sends you a product as a gift, there's a little area that says notes, and sometimes they'll put, oh, happy birthday, here's this, your favorite candy. And I would see these. I thought it was kind of funny, but I actually really loved reading them. I would actually sometimes go into my orders just to go look at these. They're pretty entertaining sometimes. Just it makes you feel good. It actually does. I didn't realize, you know, how valuable this actually was. You know, at first it was just kind of like, oh yeah, making money, you know, selling this thing that they don't have access to. But then I would say, I was like, wow, this is pretty cool. I'm connecting them to memories. Like, lots of them were, they used to live out in California or Texas or some city. And the biggest buyer was definitely Texas. And who was after Texas? Texas was the biggest buyer. Oh, and military bases. I think a lot of, yeah, it was basically soldiers based out overseas. I would see a lot of Japan and Germany. And Germany was definitely the most. And I would also see the notes in there if they were gifts or if it was them themselves buying them. So I was like, oh, this is so cool. Like, we're connecting them to, you know, something of their childhood, or they're ordering something from their childhood to give to their kids. So, you know, that's always really cool. So back to the reason I was talking about this is, you know, I was serving the Mexican-American market. So I was like, well, what if they want to buy this game, like La Loteria? It's a popular game in Mexican culture. Like, when I was little, my grandma, she would get some little beans, and then she would sit us around the table, and then we'd get a card, and it's basically like bingo without the numbers. It has basically different figures like La Dama, and then El Barril, El Macho, El Borrachito, just different little squares with that image. And then when the first person to fill up their card with the little beans, I don't even know if there was markers. Maybe my grandma's just being cheap and didn't have any or something and just gave us beans. But whoever filled up their card first, oh, I remember. Sometimes we would use dimes, and you would get all the dimes if you won. So that maybe that'd be like a dollar. So yeah, you could use beans or dimes or, you know, whatever there was. But yeah, we'd sit around the table, and, you know, she'd be calling out the little pictures. I remember with their little glasses looking. And to this day, for the holidays, sometimes we'll still play that sometimes at my aunt's house. That's always fun. So brings back memories with my grandma. And so that's like, you know, something else I could sell to that market. But then since the way Amazon doesn't want you to have that contact with the customers, you can't really take advantage of that. So then that's when I told myself, well, I need to figure out a way to reach these people again. So I need to make my own email list. And that's when I started researching Facebook ads, and I actually did find a way, but then they took it away from us. But it was, you were able to pull down their phone numbers, customer phone numbers. And then I would upload those phone numbers into Facebook ads, and you could upload it. And, you know, it was this big old list. It was an Excel CSV file, and you upload it to Facebook, and Facebook will match those phone numbers against their database, and it'll figure out what their Facebook profile account is, and then it'll let you run ads to those people. So that's kind of how I started it. I really wasn't supposed to do that because Amazon doesn't want you to. So then what I would do instead was, I would pull the phone numbers, and then I would make what they call a lookalike audience, where they take a sample of these people, and then they find more people that are like the people in that, like those people that already bought for me. It looks for people similar to them, and it lets me run ads to those people. And I remember when the first time I did it, I ran an ad for some of the suckers, the watermelon and suckers are called rebanaditas. I did a quick ad just with Instagram and I ran an ad. I remember probably within 3 hours of running the ad, I got the first sale on that one. So I was like, oh man, this is is pretty cool. But then Amazon took away the phone numbers probably that same month, and I was like, well, I'm glad I got some of them. But yeah, anyways, it made me realize the power of having control over the relation with the customer. So it's so important to build out an email list or a contact, you know, some way to reach your the people that you want to work with. So get their phone number, their address, their email, whatever you can. But definitely, or now, well, now we're in Messenger bot days. Messenger bots are doing great. People are opening up those like crazy. So, but yeah, you know, this is why it's so important. First, learn platforms, and then as soon as you can, start learning how to build your own customer relations and your email list. So, you know, if you have any questions about that, feel free to reach out to me. And thanks for listening, and I'll keep talking about anything you guys want me to. All right, thank you. That's it for this one.